Good afternoon. Today is Wednesday, February the 25th, 56th day of the new year. Joining us this afternoon is Humboldt County Supervisor in the First, Rex Bone. Hey, guy.
Hey, how are you today?
How's the grandkid? Quick update.
Grandkid's great. Growing. Gained a pound and a half. Papa Rex is happy.
Pound and a half. Kind of sounds familiar.
Hi, Braden.
Yeah.
So anyway,
yeah.
I don't know if he listens to you yet, but
better.
Yeah. Start him young.
This afternoon we'll spend a little bit of time starting with Measure Z. What's the status of that? What's the update? When do the soups get a hold of that as part of the whole budget process? And we'll see if we can master any other words or letters in the English language when we come back.
The flame of learning is lit daily at St. Bernard's.
St. Bernard's has openings for new children in our preschool and pre-kindergarten classes. Hi, I'm David Sharp, president of St. Bernard's Catholic School. St. Bernard's Early Childhood Education Center, license number 12540-2277, offers preschool and pre-kindergarten. We're open year-round from 7:30 a.m. to 5 p.m. Call us at 443-7705 to schedule a visit.
St. Bernard's High School and Elementary School, making a difference in lives for today and tomorrow.
Good afternoon, KINS News and Information Times 313. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone, but before we do, our quote this afternoon comes from Joe Restivo.
Good old Joe.
Yeah. Quote, never ask old people how they are if you have anything else to do the rest of the day. Now, I would imagine, sir, not only have you just alienated some of your friends, since that was a Rex quote, but that's probably true of certain politicians too. Department heads or
my two neighbors at the end of my street are both in their 90s, and I just Francis and John, and I just cherish both of those neighbors. I mean, two different John McAvoy, who's on our grand jury, and he's I don't know 90 something, and Francis Rappin, who's very well known around here and queen of the library. She's my other neighbor, and they're both in their 90s, and they both get around really well, and I couldn't have two nicer neighbors, so.
CYA?
Yeah.
Yeah. They're at home right now,
yeah.
You're not.
Yeah.
And they do know where you live.
and John and Barbara, I always laugh. I go to bed at night, and I look over, and their lights are still on. I says, they've been married 69 years. I always laugh. I says, they're still up, and I'm going to bed. This just isn't right.
Oh, boy. Yeah, let's talk a little bit about the Z Committee and what's going on. At this point, we're at the end of February, and the meetings have started. Are you getting any feedback at all from the group? What's going on?
Well, yeah, they've put out the feed. They've started telling people that the fire departments are putting their wish lists. The rural fire departments is what is where it was. As Chief Ken Woods, more aptly said, it's for these rural guys to bring them up to safety standards with equipment and stuff. But they're getting their stuff ready. The committee has met, I believe, once now, and they've kind of got their organizational feet underneath them, and then got all the particulars explained to them by the county CIO, Philip Smith Haynes. And now they'll start dissecting the requests and kind of previewing, looking at everything and deciding and bringing it back to us with suggestions. And again, it lays on us at the end of the day, but it's kind of nice to have a transparent set of eyes, or public meetings, a transparent set of eyes coming back, and there's a pretty good cross section of the community on that committee, so we're very fortunate that these people have stepped up.
Are you anticipating a list of here is all the stuff we got, here are the ones that we didn't bother looking at because they were dismissed for whatever reason, here are the ones we discussed that we're not thinking kindly towards, here are the ones that we did, and here's the dollars or percentages of the anticipated dollars that we would recommend?
I think by the makeup of the committee and knowing a few of them fairly well and everything else, I think we're going to get a pretty precise, very in-depth overview of everything that comes in. Because I think they're going to start with a 50,000-foot view, but they're going to bring it down to a much closer view for us and say this, this, this. And I mean, Department of Health and Human Services, I'm sure everybody's going to have, you know, a little piece of the pie or a big piece of pie that they're going to want. And these guys are going to prove it and just say, hey, you know, that makes sense. It doesn't make sense. You should already have that funded. Does that really long-term stability? I mean, this has to be, you know, this is a five-year plan. And at the end of the day, the overwhelming number one thing that people wanted were boots on the ground. So, I mean, that's and what we want is rural deputies. And we had an issue just last week up in Mad River Maple Creek. We couldn't get a deputy up there in time, and we had a transient walking the streets, and it had quite a few of the neighbors, a lot of retired people up there, kind of worried because he was fairly disheveled. And finally, one of the residents just brought him in themselves yesterday and took him to Betty's and got him some help and some clothes. But he'd been living on mushrooms and water up in the hills, and the sheriff went up there, looked for him twice, and couldn't find him. I'm not saying they hadn't been out there, but they couldn't find him because the only public property up there is the road, and after that, it's all private property. And he would just skirt into the woods, and they, you know, short of tracking dogs and everything else, and he hadn't committed any crime. We just weren't sure. It's kind of nice to fend it off before they commit a crime.
Huh? How do you get up there?
Started off with two shoes and everything. I mean, I guess he walked, but at the end of the second day, we're getting reports from people, he had no shoes and he was missing a pant leg. I don't know how that happens.
That's an interesting barter system. It's just,
I don't know what he traded for.
Because that's a pretty good haul either way you go in.
The man that brought him in said that he'd been living in the woods and living off the feast of the land, basically mushrooms and spring water.
So they didn't get too close to any of the cows.
Yeah, really.
Could have been ugly too.
So anyway, I mean,
that's a good example.
I was in Garville the other day. I was coming through Garville and I called Estelle. And we had a couple deputies there, and a CHP drove by me. And I called her. I said, six cars have driven by me. I'm pulled over here talking to you on Main Street. And six cars have driven by, and three of them are law enforcement. What do you mean you have a law enforcement? But we'd actually, there had been some issues down there. And there was a couple good follow-ups. They made some heroin busts down there. They took some bad people off the street, which was a good thing.
Well, and they found a body, too, I think. Body somewhere down southern Humboldt. You know, in one of the rural elements.
Did they? I know they
a
found one.
A car crash kind of thing. And then,
oh, yeah. And yeah. I know they found one out on the island the other day.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
I don't think he floated down the Eel. So.
That's pretty good riptide.
There you go.
Yeah.
But anyway, I mean, but they're getting some things done. They've cleaned up quite a bit. I was talking to one of the officers, sat there and talked with him quite a while. And they're cleaning up the hotels down there. So the Garberville businesses are somewhat pleased.
It's 3:19.
Attention 6th and 7th grade students. Plan now to attend the Ideas at Work Middle School Career Camp at College of the Redwoods this June. Campers take part in fun, hands-on projects in high-tech labs, tour businesses, and explore careers. There is no cost for this camp, but space is limited. Learn more and apply online at decadeofdifference.org or call 445-7563. Don't wait. Sign up today at decadeofdifference.org and be part of it.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:24. We're back to Talk Shop this afternoon with Rex Bone. Rex, as you look at Measure Z, what kind of timeline are you anticipating? Because you guys got to be starting your budget process here in a couple weeks. You know, mid-March, isn't that normally when it kind of starts to crank up
earnest? Next Thursday night, we have our public forum. I'll be at South Bay School. Virginia will be at the Office of Education.
Oh, the Wired thing? That's,
the public, yeah.
It's on the 5th?
Yes.
Okay. Well, that
March.
Yeah.
I take that back. A week from Thursday.
Yeah. Now, does that augment what is starting, or is that step one in the process that occurs when
it's one of the early steps? Is we just did our mid-year budget, and this is the early step, so we can get, you know, we can talk to the community and see where they want to go at, you know, and it's just a good place to get out in the community, you know, with the help of the Office of Education, and make it a little bit easier. So, you know, we're not putting a security, you don't have to go through security screening, you don't have all those things, and you'll be sitting there with your supervisor, and all of us are going to get there a half hour early if people want to come talk to us before. I can tell you people come to South Bay School for the first district.
So that's enough time for like one or two questions?
Yeah. If you come to the South Bay School, there's going to be a $100 gift certificate from Schaefer's Hardware. We're going to have a drawing for it. So I'm trying to entice people to come out to the public budget hearing.
Not bribe.
No.
No, okay.
Entice.
Yeah. I'm glad it took a little moment of reflection there, though.
So was I.
So what are you looking for out of that process? The Measure Z folks and then the public hearings? Because obviously it's going to come together somewhere.
It all comes down to the general fund and the discretionary funds we have to go. And, I mean, I know we're going to hear roads. I mean, I'm sure they're going to there's been some mental health issues. Homeless is a huge issue right now.
You didn't choose Lafayette instead of South Bay.
Yeah.
You'd be hearing about more, yeah.
Well, Virginia's going to be at the, since that's her district, she's going to be at the Office of Education.
Oh, the new facility or the old part?
The old part. Oh. I don't think she's in the big room.
Not in the room yet.
So
in the boardroom?
Yeah. So.
Well, gee, yeah, you guys can take a break and we can go outside and look down the hill there and see a nice setup.
It is a situation that a week ago Friday, we went down to Catholic Charities, 14 people. We had 4 people from DHHS, Chief of Police, City Manager, the Community Development Director, and Kim Burgle and Natalie Arroyo, myself, Phil Crandall, Barbara Leahy, Sally Hewitt, and there was one other. Betty Chin, Dave Tyson, Dave and I were the drivers in the vans, and looked at Catholic Charities program.
Yeah, I'm thinking you guys took must have taken a concert bus or something.
We took 2 big old vans and went down there and toured the 3 facilities that Catholic Charities is running down there, their input facility, their overnight facility, their family facilities, and what they're providing down there. Santa Rosa has a much bigger problem than we have, but they have, 470,000 people. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But
do they have 4 times the challenge that we do?
Yeah. Yeah, they've got a huge. They've got, I think it was 6,000 homeless, they said, 6,500 homeless. And we're looking at, I hear anywhere between 1,000 and 2,000 is what we have. The number I heard yesterday from a pretty good source was 300 in the gullies around here.
So, with us being in the middle of the drug culture, Santa Rosa doesn't have that same, to the same extent. What do they attribute it to?
The downturn in the, a lot of this is downturn in the economy, and people, after a while, people are out of the job force for so long that they just drop out. They're just never going to work again, or they've utilized all their unemployments and stuff like that, and they've given up hope. There's mental illness. They have a lot of mental illness down there. Their economy's coming back. I mean,
yeah, you see construction and there's fresh wood around.
I think they're the number one county in the state for job growth.
Sonoma.
Sonoma County. I'm almost sure they're number one. They're one of the top 3, but I think they're number one. I think that was what they were touting. They've got a lot of different things going on. But I mean, if you're unemployable, some of these people have got to the point of unemployable. Catholic Charities has got a really neat thing, and Betty's doing it to a certain extent, and they'd like to bring the program up here. They've got a 7-week retraining, how to get in the job force, how to interview,
Doesn't the state have that? The old JPTA, and then before
I don't
that,
think
they're it was...
reaching. I think they've got retraining and stuff for like the California Redwood employees that just got laid off.
Yeah, the displaced.
They have it. They've got the displaced workers, so they can go out and get retrained here. They can get a little more. Yeah, and they can get more unemployment or extended unemployment if they're going to school to be retrained out of the forest industry into something else. The homeless or the unsheltered, they don't have that option, but they've got dress for success rooms. They dress you and stuff, but they've got a wall down there. And Betty does too. They've got people that they've moved into jobs. They've got 8 computers in that where they train and do things like that. But what they've done now is they've actually trained people that want to go back to work. And the employers are coming to them and says, do you have any more? Because they're good employees. So it's a full cycle thing.
It's 3:30.
Remember the music from your trip to Latin America? You are invited to listen to the newest member of our radio family, 1790 AM, a Spanish language music station with sports from ESPN and news from CNN Español. If you own a business, invite Juan listeners into your business. For information, call 442-5744 or go to juan790.com. Juan 790, tocando lo que le gusta.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 3:35. We're back to talk shop this afternoon with Mr. Bone. Rex, Measure Z, before we get too far away from that, you'd said a five-year plan is what the committee is going to provide. Is it one five-year plan, or is it five one-year plans?
Well, that's a good point. There's going to be continual funding. There's going to be requests every year, you know, so it's going to be ongoing. I mean, because obviously if we buy turnouts for New Beginnings Fire Department, I haven't seen anything. I'm just saying something like that. They're not going to need new turnouts next year, so it's going to roll over. Do they have full resuscitation? You know, do they have full breathing apparatus? Do they have the tanks? Do they have all the different things they need to actually go fight a fire safely and to meet the minimum standards that they should be doing? I know the stories I've heard. Some guys are going to fires with turnouts that are torn and things like that, and all of a sudden, you know, you get an ember in there and things like that. So, I mean, these are all things we have to look at and things like that.
But the recommendations that you're looking for from the committee are my understanding, and of course, you know, you were in on the inside on this one, was that you were looking for recommendations for year one, and then year two would be separate,
yeah.
Year three would be separate, and year four would be separate, and they wouldn't be linked.
No, you're exactly. And at the end of five years, we've created a fully staffed, rural, safe fire department that can carry on itself. Because a lot of these are going to be called, I think they're classified as bake sale departments. I mean, the community supports them. And the community has supported them all along now. The biggest problem the bake sale, the smaller departments have had, is the SRA fee that all the rural people are having to pay with the Cal Fire, the Prevention Safe money, which is $135, $150 annually. Well, that was the discretionary income that people would normally pay to the fire department for raffle tickets, bake sale, the annual Schipino or spaghetti feed, or the pancake
money.
Breakfast. Yeah, and but now they pay this $135. They say, well, I've already paid for my fire protection. And it's having to re-educate the people saying, no, that none of that comes to the ball. That is for education, fire prevention, fire safe, the fire safe committees to make everybody know, clear steer for 200 feet and stuff like that. Clear your lands back so you can save
all
your structures
stuff they do
and things like that.
Out of this area.
A lot of it. We've got some pretty good fire safe councils, though. I mean, we've done Sabell from. Yeah.
If that $150 was going to support the local fire departments, there'd be more knowledge and less fires than sending it to a state bureaucracy that relies on PSAs and
SRA fees collected. SRA fees collected in Humboldt County last year, I think, were $1.67 million. We got quite a bit. I've got the numbers. We didn't get it all back. We've got quite a bit of it back, but you take out the 25% for administration and collection.
And it went through a state thing instead of the local guys.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Who might have a better idea instead of, you know, going back for it. Now, the SRA fee is probably one of the most unpopular things that I have dealt with in my 2.5, 3 years in office now, going on 3 years. It started right when I got elected, and it has not died off
at
all.
That's interesting, because you would think most of the folks would see that as a state and would be banging on the state reps, not on friendly neighborhood supervisor, just because there's nothing that the county is involved with in that process. However,
and they feel they can get a hold of it. I mean, we had public meetings. Estelle and I had, we had one in Carlotta. I had one out at Honeydew Petrolia. We had one down in Southern Humboldt trying to explain. And Cal Fire was great. The guys, both guys retired, went to the meetings. But they were great about coming out. Tom and Fred both came out and explained to people. And they said, hey, we're not excited about this. This is kind of, we didn't decide on this. And we're seeing very little of it also. It's going to the fire safe stuff. And saying that, the education, the fire safe, is an important factor. I mean, it's a huge factor, and it will save structures.
So is that funded
structures.
Through schools? I tend to kind of
goes
pay
to
attention.
It goes to the State Board of Equalization, then it's dispersed back through to the fire safe councils and stuff.
I've gotten nothing, either as a PSA, which I would raise Kane about, or as a direct placement. You know, at least our audience, you haven't heard it.
Yeah, I'm not sure.
Again, maybe they're buying TV. Who knows?
Yeah, I do know fools. It's a five-year plan, and they're starting. In fact, I just got the thing March 26 in Reading. They're going to have three public meetings on SRA fees, and what they're going to do, and then they're going to take it to the Board of Forestry for reapproval because they're changing some of the rules.
So they're getting Tehama, lit up on this also.
Yeah, Tehama County just changed because, I mean, we've got people on Walnut Avenue that are getting bills, but the houses across the street don't get it. Ryan in McKinleyville, the house across the street, gets an SRA fee bill. He doesn't get one. And he's in, you know, somewhat central McKinleyville type thing, you know, on the outskirts there. So it's kind of how they figure, and he's under Arcata McKinleyville Fire District's, you know, protection. He pays two fire bills through his property tax to Arcata now. So it's kind of, Tehama just came out. Tehama just took out 7,400 acres out of SRA fee zone, but they added 10,400. So it's a gain of like 3,600 acres. I was just reading this. I just got a blurb on it saying you need to be aware of this.
So the county has discretion on which property?
No, we don't have any. No, the state did it in Tehama County. Yeah, let me clarify. And they sent it out, says you guys better be aware this is happening. They're remapping and things like that. And I just got it yesterday, and I haven't fully read it all. Hugh Scanlon, who's the new CDF director in Fortuna, I was going to give him a call and see if we could have a meeting or an explanation at the board of what people could expect or where they could direct their comments and stuff. Because people are still pretty fired up about it.
I can appreciate it. I mean, you know, it's just another something, and you don't feel like you're getting any additional service out of it. Yeah, another government grab.
It was brought forward right in the middle of the budget crisis 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and it was a... It raised $80-90 million or whatever the case may be, and you know, it's just, which was a drop in the bucket because we were $25 billion, you know. But it was just one of those little chunks of all the little grabs the state made and created havoc, much to our benefit. Both Assemblyman Woods and State Senator McGuire are fighting for our PILT money. Senator McGuire,
how's the PILT going?
I kind of
hear like there might almost be a possibility that they could own up to that debt.
Yeah, rural counties, RCRC is very, very big in this battle. And then a lot of, I think there's like 24 rural assemblymen and senators have signed on with the bill, Mike McGuire being one of them, have signed on AB, 243, but there's so many numbers, but they did
there
sign on.
There have been 243 pieces of legislation in the last 7 months?
No, I don't know.
Holy Toledo. It's three or four a day. Well, actually, it's probably more like six or seven a day.
SB 234.
Okay.
And people can look that up and say SB 234, California SB 234, and it'll tell you. And it's requesting the funding. Our part of it is like $485,000 for our payment in lieu of taxes for the state, you know, for our state forests. And
an annual
like
figure?
That. No, that's our that's backlog. That's our backlog. I think the annual
figure. Less than
figure,
half a million? Less than half a million.
Yeah, I think our annual figure is, I think, 81,000 a year or something. I'm not sure.
So what's the big brouhaha about if it's $80,000 a year?
It's just getting it back. Nice to get, and I don't know if it's 80,000. It's 480,000 total. So I just, okay. It's just when you think about it, when you only have 80,000-90,000 discretionary, I mean you know. That's, you know, 400,000 is a 0.5%. That's
One chunk at a time. That's a big
coming in. Yeah, and it's just part of we need to claw back some of that money that's been taken away from us, to you know.
Yeah, to do things the way they should be done.
Probation and things like that. It says, well, you guys could, they've decided we've been fighting for years that we could handle that locally better. So now they're giving us everything, but they're not funding us back for it.
But no money.
They're not back funding.
We can handle your money better.
Yeah.
Don't worry about it. KINS, News and Information Times 344. We'll be back with more from Rex Bone.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
Good afternoon, KINS, News and Information Times, 347. Final segment with Rex Bone this afternoon. Rex, as you're looking at some of the different elements of what goes into a budget, as you're going through the budget process, whether it's with Phil and the gang or whether it's Rex at home with his favorite beverage, Do you look for things like that that are little clues? You might kind of go, that seems odd. That whole discovery process.
It's funny. The first year, I mean, we do that. Why do we need that? I mean, that was a lot to me. It absolutely amazed me. I had a pretty good idea of what the county structure was, but we do a lot of stuff. And a lot of the stuff we do is mandated by the state and federal government. And it has been for a long time. And we do handle it better on a local basis because the nice thing about it, then they have local contact. I mean, you know.
Then a call to you is legit.
Then a call to me is legit. And I get a lot of them on every. I mean, it's not just barking dogs, but I get a lot of calls. And people know I'm pretty accessible and things like that. They know I'm there early. I'm usually stay late. And everybody seems to have my phone number. And I like that. I think that's the best part of the job is when you get a little thing, but it's a big thing to that person. And you can fix it.
Do you see those types of.
Are you
gray bearded enough to have enough experience to go.
I don't know if I'm experienced enough. I think I'm inexperienced enough to ask the questions that give me the answers, and they'll go, well, you're right. And sometimes you look at something and say, well, I guess after a while you think that makes sense. And you go, boy, that. Why do we do that? Why do we do that? Do we need that? You know, we have a pretty large fleet, and what we've done is we've really focused on trimming that down. If we have vehicles that are moving less than 5 or 6,000 miles, do we really need them? Would we be better off paying mileage?
I got one for you.
You know?
I saw state vehicle on the door, U.S. government on the license plate. I still can't figure that one out. You know, is it a U.S. vehicle or is it a state rig? You can't be both here, guys.
It didn't say CA exempt or, you know.
No. It was the white with the blue. I wonder if somebody's playing a little game on this one.
Yeah, or that or it's maybe it's an agency that is run, it's a federal agency run through a state program, and they provided the vehicle. I could see that happen. We have that sometimes.
If somebody wants to get more involved with the entire process of the budget or just wants to get more knowledgeable before the big poundage document it comes out, how do you nibble on that?
You can go, and I did it the other day because people say they have trouble getting, but I went online, and if I can get on there, anybody should be able to. And the budget process is pretty laid out. The public meetings are pretty laid out because we really need this to be transparent and input because we got 138,000 people, some with some great ideas, I'm sure.
The meeting again is on the 26th?
The 26th.
So it's
the
tomorrow 26th. Night.
No. Oh, yes. It's tomorrow night. I'm looking at my wrong one. Yeah.
Have fun. Show up. Remember where you're supposed to go.
All right.
Enjoy tomorrow afternoon for more Talk Shop. So think about making a good day. That's what you're listening to.